The Bora Memorial Rock is dedicated to the Indigenous men and women of the Gold Coast region who served in Australian war conflicts from 1914 to 1991. It is significant as it was the first Queensland War Memorial specifically designated to honouring Indigenous people in our defence services and is the only Indigenous War Memorial on the Gold Coast. Haig Best is the Gold Coast City Council's Indigenous Cultural Heritage Officer. He also has a close connection to the memorial.
Yes. I am, as well as being an Indigenous officer for council, I'm a traditional owner for the area. I'm part of the Yugambeh language region, and it was my mother who was one of the people that organised to have the memorial set up down at Jebrabillin Park.
The Memorial Rock honours Indigenous men and women who served in the Australian Defence Forces. What do you know about what role our local Indigenous people played in the war?
I guess the Rock Memorial was set up for Aboriginal diggers, but it was also set up Aboriginal people in general that have fought defending their country, and that country being our own land right across Australia and also, you know, in wars offshore from Australia. So part of Mum's research and that she did a lot of family history stuff, and came to her attention that there was, I think we had 12 local Indigenous fight in World War One. And I think there's about 38 local Indigenous people from the Gold Coast, Bow Desert area, that fought in World War II.
Now, obviously, this was something close to your mum's heart, to honour these people. What about yourself? What does the memorial mean to you?
It's about caring for our country, defending our country, looking after it, making sure we look after our waterways, we look after our forests like that.
The rock itself is just next to a Bora ring. Does it have any relation to the Bora ring, or is it just that they are located next to each other now?
Well, it was the group, when they wanted to do a memorial, it didn't really take them long to work out that the Jebrabillin Bora ring was the most appropriate site for the Yugambeh War Memorial. Well, it's got both spiritual and historical significance for our people. Jebrabillin itself, the Bora ring, it symbolises the fighting Wabi of Jabri. He was the creation spirit who made us human in our stories from around the coast here and there. It's also historical. It's part of a connection for our people that we've been using that land centuries before Europeans arrived. And it also has a, scientifically, it's one of the many sites around the Gold Coast that connect our people back over 25,000 years in the area.
Just lastly, who was responsible, or what group was responsible for the artwork on the rock?
The artwork was done by Marshall Bell, and he's from the Kamilaroi clan, which is near Gundawindi. He used local ochre that was found in the area around Burley, and Marshall put a lot of time and thought into sort of getting what symbolises our people's creation and combination of finding the respect that needs to be shown to war.